Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
The sun is beaming. The sun cream is on, your cocktail is waiting patiently under the parasol, and the kids are playing nicely together, for once. Then all you need to do is...
Hola. How much for peddler? Peddler. How much? Peddler. How much for peddler?
Ah. Clearly the Spaniard in you is not ready quite yet.
Gracias.
Have you ever thought of learning a new language? Rosset Adult Learning offers a holiday Spanish course which could give you the opportunity to connect better with the locals and be able to ask what you want, how you want, and when you want it, even if it is just a 10-minute fast-paced pedalo joyride. I went along to one of the holiday Spanish evening classes at Rosset Adult Learning and talked to two of the students, Susie Wilson and Richard Stacey, about why they got into the class.
I speak French reasonably well. But we go to Spain a lot, and when I go to Spain, in order to show that I'm making an effort, I'd speak to the Spanish in French, which doesn't really work. So I thought it's about time I actually learned some basic Spanish. And coupled with that, our daughter is a linguistics student. She's just graduated in French, Spanish and Chinese. So it helps me to be able to practice my Spanish with her.
Yeah, that's very useful. Mm. So how many weeks into the course are you?
We're on our final night, so yes. It's the 10th week.
Would you say you're quite pro in holiday Spanish? Would that be far-fetched?
I've just recently been to Mallorca, and I found that it was very helpful to be able to speak a little bit of Spanish. And when I did so, the Spanish people actually were really pleased that I'd made some effort, albeit a small effort, to speak in Spanish. Just even giving our room number in Spanish, for example.
Yeah. And have you got a favourite area of Spanish that you have learned to speak? A dos cerveza doesn't count. Two beers, right? Is that what that
yeah.
is?
Yeah. Sí. I can say hello. Yeah. Buenos días. Yeah. Or buenas noches. Or buenas tardes.
I mean, the other thing that I've learned is una caña, which is a beer, and it's a small draft beer, but
it's cheaper.
And also, when you say una caña, the waiter looks at you and thinks, it's not a typical British.
So if you'd ask for a caña and I'd ask for a cerveza, yeah. they would have known that you were more pro than me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now, and also the pronunciation of paella. I used to thought it was paella, but it's not. It's paella. That's how they say it, isn't it? Paella.
Paella.
Okay. And I had no idea.
So, paella and caña, and you're sorted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah.
Introducing the teacher of the holiday Spanish class, Amanda Maria Izquierdo Gonzalez.
Amanda Maria Izquierdo Gonzalez.
Nailed it. I asked her what kind of people come to the class most.
So many of my students have a second home in Spain, or they just like to go on holidays over there, and they just want to be able to communicate with people whilst they are in Spain. They want to order in a Spanish restaurant in Spanish, they want to shop in Spanish, they want to just communicate with the locals, and I think that's a really good reason.
Do people seem to pick it up quite quickly, or do people struggle?
Well, it depends. So what we do in the holiday Spanish course, we try to make it very easy. So we don't focus on grammar. It's not like a course where you have to test yourself. We don't test students. Each week is an individual topic. Each week we cover a different context. And all of the contexts are real-life situations. And we use a communicative approach, which means that we emphasise real-life situations and interaction. So we don't really learn grammar at this course, which is something that they do in different courses, which are the courses that start in autumn, in September. However, in these holiday Spanish, and also French, because there's a French holiday course as well, in these ones we don't really.
I suppose if you're just on holiday and you just need to ask for, this dinner, or what's the way to the dentist, or something like that, you don't need grammar with that, really.
Exactly. You don't need it at this point. But maybe just by being in this course, you feel like knowing why why am I saying this in this way when in English we don't say it that way? Why is the order of the phrase different? Why, when I translate to literally, it doesn't really make sense in my head? So maybe that actually makes students want to sign up in autumn to the full Spanish course.
Now, a lot of people, myself included, believe that languages are not my thing. I'm no good at it, and I simply never will be. However, maybe that's a bit old-fashioned. Students Susie and Richard say it's not as tough as you may think.
It's a lot easier, and the teacher is wonderful, and she makes it very easy and fun. Mm. And actually, yeah, I think it's just a really good thing to do. I think if you go on holiday somewhere, it's very important to show that you're making an effort, because I think the problem with us British is we're terribly bad at just shouting in our own language at people. And that's what makes me embarrassed, really, when I go abroad to hear people speaking in English all the time. So I think it's important.
I mean, I would agree with all that. And I think the course is very structured, and it takes you through things in a structured and helpful way with enough grammar to cover the course. But it's also a stepping stone to the next course, which is the beginner's course starting in September. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that many of us will go on to do the beginner's course.
If people are out there and they're wondering, oh, I wonder if I could do Spanish, I don't know, whether it's holiday Spanish or the full course, what would you say to those people about coming in and giving it a go?
Well, I would say just try. If you really want to learn about Spanish and the Spanish culture as well, this is the perfect place.
You can find out more about not only holiday Spanish, but also holiday French and all the other classes that Rossett Adult Learning offer, including art, music, fitness and loads more. Simply Google Rossett Adult Learning to find the upcoming autumn programme, which starts in September.
Looking forward to seeing you all here. Adios!
Rossett Adult Learning on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.